From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. U.S. Foreign Service officers are under pressure these days to sign up for tough assignments from Baghdad to Kabul. We'll now add one more to the list, facing angry Americans waiting for their passports. The State Department is working through a huge backlog of applications. It's calling on Foreign Service officers, past and present, to pitch in. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Joyce Sinarai spent 17 years in the Foreign Service working all over the place.
Peru, Mexico, Paraguay, Honduras, Costa Rica, Madrid, Stockholm, Abu Dhabi, where I was on September 11.
She's retired, but when she heard the call for volunteers to adjudicate passports, she went back on the job. She already knew all about consular work, so she didn't need any extra training to pitch in 3 or 4 days a week at the Washington Passport Agency.
Well, when I retired, I figured I wasn't ready to retire, but I think after this I will be.
Though she jokes about it, Sinarai says for now she doesn't really mind doing, as she put it, quiet, busy work, checking over documents and deciding which people should get their passports.
It's good for me and it's good for the country because I am doing my part to help in a small way with the crisis that they have, and it is a real crisis.
The State Department vastly underestimated the number of Americans who would be applying for passports after a new rule went into effect requiring the document to fly to Canada, Mexico, and the Caribbean. Assistant Secretary of State Mara Hardy eased the rule and apologized at a Senate hearing in June.
Over the past several months, many travelers who have applied for a passport have not received that document in the time frame that they expected, and in some cases have missed their trips. I deeply regret that, personally and professionally, and regard the current situation as untenable.
Her deputy, Wanda Nesbitt, says the State Department is now hiring 400 new passport adjudicators and, in the near term, asking employees here and abroad to take leave from their regular work to help clear a backlog of 3 million applications.
We are getting people to respond. We are continuing to work on it. We're not done yet.
The Washington Passport Agency is working from 6 in the morning to 11 at night. Downstairs is where they accept applications in person, but only for people traveling within the next 3 days. Upstairs is where the real work is done. The walls are lined with boxes stacked 4 or 5 feet high, filled with applications. The boxes are labeled expedited or routine and color-coded to let the passport agency personnel know which to tackle first. In one small room, printers crank out more than 15,000 passports a week. The State Department wouldn't allow any interviews in the passport agency, though employees seemed eager to show that they're working hard. Outside, the people lining up wondered just what's going on inside those offices. Many complained about the bureaucratic nightmare they faced getting passports for themselves or for their children.
My name is Christopher Lee, and this is Jocelyn Lee, and we live on Andrews Air Force Base. And we sent our passport application in on March 16th. We followed all the rules. We did everything the way they wanted us to. And wound up spending countless hours online.
I feel bad for the folks in the offices because these folks are, you know, overworked and getting the, you know, brunt end of the deal because they've got irritated folks walking in.
That was Monica Gertz, who had rare kind words of support for the passport agency employees and the State Department workers who gave up their regular jobs to stand out here and help people through the process. Some State Department employees joke about the pull they feel between going to Baghdad or the passport agencies. The Consular Affairs Department seems to be trying to sweeten the deal, providing travel expenses and a per diem for those who take up temporary assignments in the understaffed passport agencies from New Hampshire to Hawaii. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.